news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said on Monday that Congress would establish an independent commission to investigate the facts and causes of the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by a terrorist mob of former President Donald Trump's supporters. In a letter to lawmakers, Pelosi said that the commission would be like the one that looked into the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack on Washington and New York. Senators from both parties called for a bipartisan 9/11-style commission following the Senate's acquittal on Saturday of Trump on the charge that he incited the insurrection by falsely claiming that fraud cost him the election in November, and his urging supporters to go to the Capitol to fight to overturn the result. Pelosi said that after Trump's impeachment trial and a review of Capitol security, it's clear that, quote, we must get to the truth of how this happened. Meanwhile, new audio and video recordings from the insurrection are surfacing, and they offer even more insight into how some of the rioters had pretty much no fear of the police when they launched their large coordinated attack. The footage also highlights the restraint of police at the scene and suggests that the riot could have been even deadlier if the officers had acted more aggressively. Now, that's one way to look at it. Another way is that they were woefully unprepared for this group of rioters. Some of the extremists who entered the Capitol that day are just going on business as usual. As the FBI investigates members of the extremist anti-government Oath Keepers, the group's leader seems to be emboldened. And Parler, the social network on which many of the rioters organized, is back online after it went dark for a month when it was kicked off of Amazon servers. On Monday, a coalition of organizers, watchdog groups, progressive organizations, and others joined forces to send a letter to Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader, urging them to keep Congress open to the people. The letter says, "We write in firm opposition to the proposed enclosure of the U.S. Capitol with permanent security fencing. The Capitol and surrounding buildings must remain open to all engaged in the business of our democracy. Congress should be the shining city on the hill, welcoming to all and a beacon to the world." The letter notes that there may be times when it's necessary to erect temporary security fencing, as in the recent inauguration, but that decision must be driven by a meaningful strategy to address an exigent threat that's part of a thoughtful, coordinated plan developed by a competent security authority. They say militarizing our capital is a sign of weakness and a hallmark of authoritarian countries. It's an overreaction based on a miscalculation of how to address the dangers we face. We must do better. Mark your calendars. March 14th is less than a month away. That's the day that millions of Americans stand to lose their unemployment benefits. So the pressure is on for Congress to reach an agreement on Biden's $1.9 trillion economic rescue proposal. Despite the president's hopes for a bipartisan deal, there is a process already underway that would allow Democrats to pass the bill through the Senate with just 51 votes. That's reconciliation. The House is on track to pass their portion of the proposal as soon as next week. But the bill could face a tougher time in the Senate. Progressive and moderate Democrats will have to settle a series of philosophical debates over its scope, including whether they're willing to spend $1.9 trillion and whether they want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour as part of the bill. You've probably noticed this already, but it's colder out there than it's been in decades. Around 200 million people remain under some sort of weather-related alert after a winter storm pummeled much of the nation. Especially hard hit, the Midwest and the South, most notably Texas. It is brutally cold there, with the entire state under a winter storm warning that went into effect on Sunday for the first time in history. About 3.8 million Texans lost electricity as the state was hammered with snow and ice, and energy demand soared with everyone needing heating at the same time. Driving conditions were treacherous, resulting in hundreds of wrecks. and Texas authorities urged people not to travel. Both Houston's Bush International and Hobby airports were closed. Now Texans are digging out as the storm moves to the northeast, dropping a heavy trail of snow and ice along the way. And in another extreme weather event, three people were killed, 10 more injured, after a tornado ripped through a coastal North Carolina community. Stay safe out there. So have you been vaccinated yet? Well, despite the fact that most of us are still waiting our turn, the vaccination effort has ramped up and promises to keep getting more accessible as we approach spring. In the UK, they're doing well on the vaccine front. At the height of the pandemic last year, the British had one of the highest national death tolls in the world. Now, thanks to its centralized national health service and the fact that they took early action on then unproven vaccines, the UK has the third highest vaccination rate in the world, behind only Israel and the UAE. That's good news, as more evidence is suggesting that the coronavirus variant first identified in the UK is linked to more severe disease. But thankfully, the Biden administration has brought the U.S. back into the world community. So we're working on solutions with the rest of the world, what a concept, and obtaining more knowledge each day. In fact, new research from Israel finds that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine appears to reduce symptomatic coronavirus infections by more than 90%. Of course, there are some parts of the world where the rollout hasn't gone as smoothly. The World Health Organization on Monday, though, announced that it had approved emergency use of the new AstraZeneca Oxford University vaccine. This will help expand the use of the shot in the developing world because the AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and easier to distribute than some of the others. Now, despite the fact that common sense has returned to the White House, a good portion of our nation is still supportive of what can only be called a cult. A Morning Consult poll finds that 59% of Republican voters say that they want Donald Trump to play a major role in their party going forward. That's up 18 points from January 7th and another 9 points from January 25th, both before the impeachment trial began. Support increased slightly from 56% in a January 17th poll to 58% supporting the impeachment after the acquittal. President Joe Biden, though, has a 62% approval rating among all surveyed, a number achieved because he's got near universal support among Democrats and, go figure, a surprisingly strong showing among Republicans. We'll see how that translates to votes as we move forward in this very divided America. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.